is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is. We are. And good morning one more time, everyone. November the 5th, 2019.
Good old. So, I mean, by the way, off that topic, you had Sherry Peterson on last week about the 811 flight.
Yep.
Are you having her on again?
Yeah, she's coming back with a flight attendant that was on that show. I mean, that was on that flight.
It's funny. I just finished reading a book when you had her on.
What a book. I mean, that was one of...
It is. And she writes so well. I was very impressed with it.
She's cool. You know? How about that? How about the one? Here's the one I've been kicking around. The moment when the voice tells her to put on... Yeah. Fight, you know, tight. She comes... This, if you missed it, it was one of the great almost missed things. It was in a... I think it was a snow day or I don't know. We're on a roll on some topic. And one of the young guys from the sales department who's a really good kid... brings her over and he said, Peter, I got this book. It's just unbelievable. And I said, yeah, sure. And, you know, I'm going to see Billy and Billy books her. And so I don't know, what were we doing that morning, Bill, when she showed up? It was some great on-air lines are jammed and everybody's, you know, beefing and sending text messages.
It was about the school closings and all that.
Or something. Yeah, it was something we were rolling on pretty hard. And then all of a sudden I see this woman in the window standing next to Bill, and I'm going, oh, man. You know, and, you know, you want to be polite. Okay, we'll give her 10 minutes. And Billy says...
You got sucked in those people got sucked out. Huh?
Absolutely. And Billy said, you know, if it was really bad weather, we could, you know... she made it into bad weather. And Billy said if she was a phoner, we could cancel her. She came in, and she blew the lid off of this radio station. And I just loved her, and she's coming back. But
she's a character. She's a friend of my daughter.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I got the book. And,
man.
It was really cool to sit there and read the book and then all of a sudden hear her on TV. It was great.
And the flight attendant.
And I thank you for the interview. Have you read it yet?
No. Yes, I have read it. No, I didn't read it for
that. Okay, good.
But the woman who was the flight attendant lives here, and she's coming. The two of them are coming together to talk about particularly the aftermath because they're all got PTSD'd out of it. And it changed their lives. And I guess that captain that flew that plane, he's now gone, but he must have been something else, too, to bring that plane in.
Well, I think about the fact that her seat was taken, double booked, and she had to go back to another one. That was just like the most bizarre part of it with, you know, besides the voice talking to you.
And I asked...
and how... Jeez.
I so many people that I'm lucky enough that listen to the show and I know them, and everybody's talked about who did she hear? Because she'll tell the story. She's sitting right there. And she said it was a young man's voice. And for the folks that haven't read this book or missed the show, and they're taking off. She's going, she's leaving Hawaii. She's in the travel business. She gets on, what's called first class or business class. Some guy's sitting in her seat. And she's not going to make a stink, but she said, it's my seat. And the guy said, I'm already here. And the flight attendant said, I'll give you the exact same seat, but back here at the bulkhead in first class. So she goes, okay, she's not going to make a big deal out of it. She goes back and sits, and the flight takes off, and she said she hears a voice. I mean, I believe her, too. I mean, it isn't like, and the voice says, you know, tighten up your seatbelt. You're in for a really rough ride. And so she listens to the voice, and then the whole side of the airplane goes out the window. And I know too much now because she told me some stuff about the guys that went out the window. But the next part of it, and by the way, she has framed, and she brought it, her seat stub.
Right.
Where you can see where somebody penciled her seat change. She's in, I don't know, she goes to 4F or something. Yeah, that's
13F,
it.
13F, yeah.
And she survives this whole thing. She said she can literally see, and the pictures in the book of the 747, and the entire side of it's gone. And that guy brought it in. Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, how do you do that? It's absolutely crazy. The thing didn't fall completely apart, I guess it happened at the right space
in the
plane.
But I was thinking, because so many people talk, do you ever see those pictures of, like, those B-17s that were in the 8th Air Force?
Oh, yeah, they come back and they're all shot up.
Oh, you know, the tail's hanging off. And
the A-10 Warthog?
That one, too. Yeah, and they would come in, bringing these things in, and, I mean, just pounded. And, you know, the whole time we're in Germany, you can't help but look up and say, man, the 18, 19-year-old kids came flying over here, and, you know, what heart they must have had.
Think about the other flight in Hawaii where the top ripped off and it sucked out a flight attendant.
Yep.
There was another one. You might, I don't know, that if I was, imagining her sitting there watching that show and seeing that news thing. Yeah. Thank God I've been through that. I know what you did.
Oh.
I imagine it just sinks right into your heart again.
But the
fact that so many people didn't even know what had happened.
People in the back of the plane didn't know. Billy, when's she on again? That's a good question. Billy keeps the records, keeps the books, Billy Thorpe. But we got her book coming back, I think, next week sometime.